Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider. Man, I'm excited, Ira. I'm excited to go to a golf course. How about that?
Well, first for everything, first time for everything, right, Sam?
I mean, but they have the spa, they have the restaurant and the sports bar.
Yeah, it's we ate at the sports bar when we were up there a couple times, actually. Did room service once. Food's really good. The accommodations, obviously, are great. The golf courses, we played the one, obviously. We played the Bear, but all three are terrific. And the thing is, and we didn't really get too much into it, but the golf courses stay open. Like, you would think, oh, man, it's now, you know, 40 degrees outside, and the golf courses, but they go one at a time, and they close them down. But they hold them open one at a time as late as they can, because there's always that, you know, couple of weeks in November where the weather turns back up a little bit, and you're like, hey, I could sneak in a little bit of golf, and everybody's not there. They usually have at least one course open when that weather turns back for that one last little bit of niceness before we hit the actual winter. But they have New Year's Eve parties. Well, they've got all kind of great stuff up
and
there.
And it helps that they're Wolverines.
Yes, it helps that they're Wolverines.
I mean, not to say that they don't serve Sparties, too. They do. But, hey, you know, it's family up there for us Wolverines. So I appreciate that. Looking forward to it. So I have a very, very tight schedule that I'm on. I mean, yesterday was unbelievably hectic. Had the show. Had a meeting with a client after the show. Had to, after that, come back, get some work done. You know, make the final, get the final reservation, because this trip to Minnesota just came together. So I hadn't actually booked my accommodations, my hotel and car. I had to get back here to do that. We had the evening press conference as well. And then I also had to get my assignments out to where the guys are going to be going this weekend. So where I'm sending Newkirk, where I'm sending Bryce Maritch, had to get that done. And then we had the evening press conference where obviously we do our Inside Schembechler Hall, the stuff for KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff. That left me about, I had an interview on a huge show yesterday I had to do, left me about roughly 60 minutes to get the grass cut.
That's too much time for you, Sam.
The grass cut, the trim done, all that.
Too much time, 60 minutes.
It used to take me 60 minutes just for the cut portion without the trim. Without the trim, without the edging. It was at least, you know, the entire deal. I was out there at least an hour and a half. At least. That was until my friends at Bullion Sales and Service hooked me up with some great advice. Said, Sam, you know, you had it in your mind that you were going to be doing all these great things with your lawn tractor. Lawn tractors are great, right? But you were going to add a snow plow. You were going to be pulling a trailer. You were going to add on the back of it, you're going to have a dethatcher. You're going to be doing all these things. Have you done any of those, Sam? No. Sam, get you a zero turn. It will change your grass cutting life. It will knock a huge amount of time off of your cut time. So, you know, you're light. You got, you know, obstacles. You got to turn around. You're gonna be in much better shape. Ira, it literally cut my cut time. You know, the actual, not the trim and all that, but it cut my cut time in half. So I can get the grass cut in about 30 minutes. You know, another 20, 30 minutes on the trim, and I'm done. Got that done yesterday. Simplicity Courier Zero Turn has been amazing for me. And that's the difference at Bullion Sales and Service. They treat you like family. If you need to sell your equipment, you can do that at Bullion Sales. You know, you can trade. I mean, they have great options for you along those lines. And when it comes to the brand name Simplicity, Kubota, they're the area's premier Kubota dealer. Of course, Xmark. They run the gamut. And then, of course, when you get into snowblowers, it's almost time for the snow to hit the ground. I hate to tell you. But they have you covered with these snowblowers and snow plows as well. Out there, Bullion Sales and Service, located at 8530 North Territorial Road in Dexter. You can find them online at weknowtractors.com. Again, weknowtractors.com. It's that time. The man is in the house. Hey, by the way, Chris, Hey, man, I'm not going to do you like you did me. I'm coming to Atlanta next week. You see how I just did that, Chris? I'm coming to Atlanta next week, Chris. I'm gonna be hitting a few games, so I'm gonna be in town for a few days. Just so you know, my brother, I just wanted to let you know.
Man, I see what you did there, Sam. You kind of put me on the spot. You know what I mean? Just kind of let everybody know that you're gonna be in town, and if I don't see you, if we don't see each other, it's all my fault.
It's all your fault, man. I'm letting you know. I'm gonna be watching seeing some football kids, seeing some basketball kids. So I'm gonna be in town for a while, just so you know. It won't even be a one day, you know, hitting in and out. I'm gonna be there for a little while, man. So there's gonna be plenty of opportunity.
Well, I like what you did there, Sam, because last time you came down, you were already here. And then you was like, yeah, man, I'm here. Let's get up. And I'm like, Sam, well, how long are you in for? Well,
I got better, especially since last time Chris Howard was in town. We didn't even – I wouldn't have known it if I didn't see pictures.
Well, we came by, and obviously we were a little too late. You guys had already went to the stadium, but – you know, Sam, I don't walk as fast as I used to, man. You know,
I hear you, man.
Walking up there the hill, you guys are at the top of the hill, and it was a little slow.
So, Chris, I hate to take you down memory lane. 1995, man, 1995, Derek Mason, they gave him 11 yards on a 9-yard catch. Do I have that right? Do you think the man got the 11 yards?
Yeah, I don't know about that, Sam. It was it was just one of those games, man, where, you know, for me, I was still kind of adjusting to, you know, playing at the college level. And again, I didn't really understand the whole Michigan State, rivalry, you know, beef thing. But I tell you what, after that game, I understood what that meant to both sides after that game. Cause There was a lot of upset people after we won that game, and I'm like, why is everybody this mad? Like, what's the big deal? But you know, after a while, you truly, it becomes ingrained in you what that rivalry means.
So
it doesn't take long.
Take me through the preparation, Chris. I mean, what is different about this week? You know, what takes it to another level? I mean, you know, because you practice hard all the time, right? I mean, you do film study all the time. What changes in a week like this?
Well, you know, you obviously have games that are marked as special games. And as much as we like to talk about, you know, you play every game at a championship level, you attack every game with the same amount of intensity. But there are those games, Sam, that are kind of our red-letter games, right? It's the Michigan State. It's Penn State. It's obviously Ohio State. Those are the red letter games that you prepare for. And going into the Michigan State week, it's really about state pride, right? It's really about state pride, school pride. You know, they don't like us. We don't like them type of philosophy. And you're just going in with the mindset that this is almost like your championship game because it's the championship game for the state, right? The bringing home, bragging rights. And I think a lot of times when we went into that game, we really looked at it like this was for, this was for how we were going to prepare for the rest of the season. Because if you lost that game, then the rest of your season kind of went downhill after that. And so that was a kind of a turning point for us where it's like, listen, if we can win this game, then we set ourselves up for the rest of the season. And that's kind of what we did.
Yeah, no doubt. It is, It's one of those contests, man, where I imagine the chippiness on the. I don't have to imagine. We've heard from several participants in this game that it's certainly the most physical. It gets the most chippy. You know, the talk on the field might be a little more pointed. Can you take me back? Can you take me back to your experiences in this game? Are there any that really jump out at you? Whether it was a hit or something someone said that made you realize, I know you said, you know, after the loss in 95, you can see from the reactions from the guys. But what about on the field? What experiences did you have on the field that let you know this one is different?
Well, Sam, since, you know, you have I believe your show is a family show, I can't go into quite the details of what's said on the film. But honestly, it goes beyond chippiness. Like, I mean, there are guys out there that are literally attacking your manhood, and they take trash talking to a whole other level. So it's not like when you play a Wisconsin or Purdue, you know, there's some mutual respect when you're playing against other teams. But when you play against Michigan State, all that goes out of the window. The respect, you know, the statistics, all the numbers that people like to project and talk about, well, Michigan leads in this category and Michigan State leads in that category, all that goes completely out the window. And it's literally it's just a slugfest. It's like your guys and my guys meeting up at 3 o'clock after school, and we're going to finish this once and for all. And that's the type of mentality that is.
We're talking to Chris Howard this morning here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. So, Chris, I was waiting for you to come on to kind of lend voice to, the sign of progress that I saw last week that just made me even more impressed with what a good job Ed Warner has done. And obviously, you know, the tailbacks, and specifically Caron Higdon, that he's doing. So we've seen Michigan be really good with their down gap play, right? They were, you know, they can, when it comes to anchoring and firing off the football, yeah, they started to get that going. Their inside zone play has shown increased proficiency. But that was maybe the most effective you know, outside zone running I'd seen them display. And and for me, you know, I remember talking to Ed Warner about this heading into the season, said, you know, Ed, I've seen teams be, good power, good inside zone, or good zone teams altogether. Because, you know, power and inside zone, they're married. And you can do those things. Inside zone and outside zone, they're married. But, you know, rarely, at least in my experience, have you seen teams do all three really, really? The best teams can do all three really, really well, but only the best teams. And last week we saw Michigan, you know, their outside zone was the difference in the run game in the second half. So, you know, take me through what you saw from Michigan in the second half of that game and why they were so effective at it.
Well, I tell you what, if you want a really good video to watch, Sam, there's when Ed Warner was hired, I went to YouTube to watch some of the talks that he gave at some coaching clinics, and he talked about his philosophy when it came to how Ohio State ran their plays. And he said that one of the things that stuck out to me was, you know, if you can't displace them, then you have to space them, which basically means you need to have kind of wider splits that will give you an opportunity to have, you know, better run lanes for your running backs. And if you go back and you look at the film, you'll see Michigan has employed that same philosophy. Like, their splits are a little bit bigger than what they used to be. And on top of that, you're seeing a lot of action with, obviously, the jet sweep, the fullbacks coming across the formation. So you're seeing a lot of movement that's allowing Michigan to really influence the defense, which is allowing the offensive line to get better angles on their blocks, allowing them to chip at a guy and then go up to the second level. And that's really because of what Ed Warner has been able to bring to this offensive staff. And I tell you what, man, you're seeing Juwan Bushel-Beatty. He's coming along really well. I mean, I watched him literally just completely wash the entire Wisconsin defensive line down for Caron Higdon to have a huge run. And so from the offensive line standpoint, I think you're seeing these guys understanding the concepts. I think when they talk about simplifying everything, I think you see that. They only have a few calls to make, a few adjustments to make, and I think you're starting to see a much better cohesive unit. I mean, that was probably one of the best. I mean, outside of the Maryland game, I think that was one of the best offensive games I've seen this offensive line play. And on top of that, the pass protection has just been phenomenal. I mean, Shea Patterson is back there 4 or 5 seconds looking for somebody to get open. And I think that's also one of Shea's greatest strengths and weaknesses is when he has so much time, he doesn't know what to do, so he starts to scramble to make something happen. But again, the offensive line is doing an outstanding job pass row. Caron Higdon has been outstanding in his pass protection. He's taken his game to the next level in that regard. Overall, the offense is clicking.
I mean, I sound like a broken record, but what he's done with this group Man, I just put it this way. I didn't think that this level of performance was, I didn't think it was possible. This level of performance from this group. I think it speaks to, you know, the development of those guys personally, in the weight room. I think that's really made a difference. But I'll take you back, and I mentioned this earlier in the show. I had a conversation yesterday, as a matter of fact, talking to Alan True, talking to Bill Green from down in Ohio. He's our Ohio guy for 24/7 Sports. And he was the first one to say, when Michigan hired Ed Warner, he said, look, he's the best guy in the country. And so then, you know, the season opens up, right? And, you know, after the Notre Dame game, you saw what we saw, Chris, that they struggled mightily in that game. I didn't think that was a reflection on Ed Warner. I thought that was a reflection of, hey, they're just going to have to make some changes up front in order to reach the level of effectiveness that it takes to compete at a championship level. Bill said, look, go back and look at Ed's first year in Columbus and look at them early in that season. Look at them against Buffalo. He said, man, Khalil Mack became a first-round pick based off of his performance against Ohio State. He did it in that game. And he said, but look at them a few games later and see how effective that Ohio State line was. So just give him a few weeks and come back and talk to me. I'll be damned, Chris. Look at Michigan's offensive line a few weeks later.
Well, and to your point, Sam, I remember when people were talking about, man, when are we going to put in Jalen Mayfield, and when are we going to put in, the Hudson kid? Is it time to make a change, right? They were talking about that right after the Notre Dame game. And you and I even talked about it. And so I think if you look from that game, and now that you see that Juwan Bushel-Beatty and Runyon Jr. Have really solidified themselves as the starting left and right tackles and how far they've come, I think is a true testament to what Ed Warner has brought to the table. And again, and to your point against that Ohio State team, look at what that Ohio State team did to that Alabama team in the national championship game. I mean, they completely washed those guys. And I think that's all because of Ed Warner and his philosophy. And if he can do that at Ohio State, he can definitely do that here at the University of Michigan with the type of talent University of Michigan has brought in on the offensive line.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so clearly, though, the level of physicality, maybe not the talent level, because this isn't the most talented defensive line we've seen Michigan State come with, but this game has a way of being on another level physically. This is not the best, you know, Michigan State offensive line that we've seen, Chris. But, you know, this game has a way of stepping things up physically. So when you look at Michigan State, take me into this matchup. You know, the keys, what advantages do you think Michigan has? What advantages do you think Michigan State might have, if any, in this contest?
Well, I think for Michigan State, you know, I watched that game against Penn State the last week. And I was thinking to myself, I said, man, even though Michigan State was down, I said Michigan State has these guys right where they want them, because Penn State just let them hang around in the game. And one thing about Mark D'Antonio's teams is they have an unbelievable resolve of understanding that no matter what, they will have an opportunity to win the game if they just stick together and just play Michigan State football. And that, to me, is one of the biggest advantages that Michigan State has over Michigan is their resolve, their belief in that they're always in the game, and their belief that they can always win the game no matter what opponent that they're faced. They might not be the most talented, they might not have the most depth, but their unbelievable resolve and believing that they can win that game, I think, is one of the advantages that they have over Michigan. Now, no, this is not the most talented Michigan State team, but all that goes out of the window when you line up and play against Michigan. All the stats, all the awards, all that kind of stuff goes completely out of the window when these two teams line up. Because one thing that you know, Michigan State is going to bring it every single play. You have to make Michigan State quit. If you do not put them out, they will hang around in some kind of way, some plays, Lewerke will scramble, fumble the ball, pick the ball up, and throw a Hail Mary, and somehow they'll score. So for Michigan to win this game, they have to do exactly everything that they've been doing up to this far. They haven't been turning the ball over. Defense has been playing excellent. Special teams has been an absolute weapon for us. And for Michigan to go in, I think they're the better team. I think they're the better team hands down. But again, they have to go in and impose their will against this Michigan State team, because this Michigan State team is not going to back down. They're not going to give up. So you have to go in there and make this team submit at the end of the day. I think offensively, their offensive line, I know they've had some injuries. Defensive line, I think their front seven, they're the number one team against the rush. So this game, as it always is, Sam, is going to come down to who can run the ball the best, who controls the line of scrimmage on both sides, offensively and defensively. I think Shea Patterson is the X factor for us, because he can make plays with his legs. Having a mobile quarterback against this Michigan State defense is going to be key. And of course, our tight ends are going to be key in this game as well.
Gotcha. Great stuff, Chris. For folks who want to hear more of you on A Player and the Fan, tell them where they can find you. Tell them about your co-host, Glenn Higgins.
You can find us on Twitter, The Player and the Fan, the podcast. We have three podcasts actually coming out this week. We had a great interview with Logan Tully Tillman, just kind of catching up with him and talking about the things that he's doing in his life. And you can find us on SoundCloud. You can find us on iTunes. So this week we have some really good guests on the podcast. And eventually, Sam, we got to get you back on there to talk some Michigan football.
Hey, man, anytime. You got my number, Chris.
He'll be in Atlanta next week.
Yeah, I'll be in Atlanta next week. I'll use your number. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, we'll hit Fox Brothers, Sam. When you get here, we'll go get some barbecue, man. We'll go hit Fox Brothers.
All right, sounds like a plan. I'm sure we'll have some other Wolverines. When I come up to the ATL, man, the Wolverines just come deep. So definitely we'll hook up with some folks while I'm down there, man. Looking forward to it. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Sam.
All right, that was Chris Howard. See how they run. We got to get to a break. We'll be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.